Thousands of people contact InventHelp monthly about their invention or new product. Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Call InventHelp now. Best of all, the call and information are free. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential, explaining every step of the invention process. We create professional materials and submit them to companies who are looking for new ideas in your category. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review new ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We offer 3D modeling and animation, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to present client ideas to additional companies. Join people just like you who made the call to InventHelp. You have nothing to lose.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
And with some of my voice back. I am Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. You sounded just like the Yahoo guy.
Isn't that amazing? Although I can't project that much yet, and you still feel, well, I feel, you don't feel it, but I feel hoarseness still, but I'm getting there much better than it was with the surgery a week and a half ago.
It was a bug, Dave.
No, it was a polyp on my vocal cord, which I'm told, the doctor tells me, gotta love this guy, Richard Vivero of Coral Gables, who had our show on in the operating room. That impressed the heck out of me. I mean, they're wheeling me in. I haven't been knocked out yet because it wasn't hallucinating or anything. And they were playing our show. And then they were chatting with me a little bit. And then apparently the anesthesiologist snuck up behind me, because then the only thing I remember after that is waking up in recovery. But then the doctor tells me, yeah, we were listening to the show the whole time, and we heard the part where you and Chris were talking about, you hope I have good malpractice insurance. I went, oh, oops. He said, I figured it was your shtick, because you're funny. I went, yeah, I'm funny, all right. And this is as he's scoping me the other day to make sure that the work was done well and it looks good. And it was a little more harsh scoping, I think, than it was previously. I think he was taking it out on me. How's that for malpractice? Mm-hmm. Yeah. But he said, I did very well in surgery. I said, what do you mean me? I was out. I hope you did well. And he said, we both did very well.
And you've been successfully depolyped.
Yes. And he even showed me the pictures that he took after scoping through the nose and down the throat and gagging me like crazy. But he said, look, healthy vocal cords, getting there, he said. Not quite there. So I'm not allowed to project like I would normally. So instead, I have my microphone turned up more. But I've had people tell me, oh, but you sound very sensuous now. I'm going to go with that, right? On this Father's Day weekend, by the way, happy Dad's Day to all the fathers out there.
So happy Dad's Day.
Oh, thank you. Well, Dad's Day weekend, because maybe you're hearing this on Saturday. Maybe you're hearing it on Sunday. Maybe you're hearing it 7 weeks later on the stream.
Could be.
Whenever. But glad to have everyone with us.
And since you can't project, I'm here to say that we are coming from the Dexcom G6 studios. Make knowledge your superpower for managing type 1 diabetes. Visit DEXCOM.com.
Ah, thank you very much. Because anything that I can do to speak less. He allowed me, after 8 days of complete silence, and I did have to admit, I said, all right, Doc, I've got to tell you. During those 8 days, twice, all alone at home, I did say, testing, 1, 2, 3.
And the sad part is when you told me that, I could actually picture you sitting there and actually saying those words,
yes.
Testing, 1, 2, 3. But most people would just pick something to say or,
yeah.
You know, maybe hum a little tune or sing.
No, but this was like 3 days after the surgery, and I thought, I don't know if I have any voice, let alone is it okay. I had to do it. And that relieved me, gave me a little less pressure, and then I didn't do it again for another like 3 or 4 days. And then when I told him I did that, he goes, I figured you would. Yeah. He says, but I want you to speak only a half an hour a day for the first few days, then go to an hour. I'm actually up to about an hour and a half. So today's 3-hour show. Don't tell the doctor, okay? But I'm going to be very non-projecting. And because, come on, I can't afford not to let this heal properly.
You're silent during the commercial breaks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And during the calls, which is why it's great that our listeners love us so much that a bunch of them called. So
they're calling because, of course, we've kicked off the big annual Cool Into Tomorrow Hot Summer giveaway.
Oh, that's why they're calling.
With tons and tons and tons and tons of cool stuff.
Yes. And stay tuned because we're going to tell you about that cool stuff and how you can participate and win. It's easy.
Yeah, I mean, we're getting close to probably $20,000 worth of prizes in our hallway here.
Yeah, that's true. We're almost floor to ceiling again. As you go down the long hallway into the studio, every year we judge the popularity of the contest by folks participating and sending prizes by how many we have in the hallway as well. And it's huge. So take Cam's advice so I don't have to say it so often.
Call in, win stuff. Thank you.
Thank you, Cameron.
And stay tuned because next segment we'll tell you some of the stuff you can win when you participate by calling 800-899-INTO, 800-899-4686, or using the app, which is free and it doesn't cost you a thing.
That would be the Into Tomorrow
app. Into Tomorrow app. All you do is search those two words in your app store, and there's a message to studio button, which allows you to send an audio message right to us.
Good.
Or you can do the same kind of thing at our site, intotomorrow.com. There's a little Ask Dave button with a microphone. You can record a question, a comment, some help for listeners, some tech rage.
Well, that whole week plus when I wasn't allowed to talk, but I was here, of course. You know, I'm still executive producer as well as host, even if I couldn't be hosting much. And I'm doing a lot of sign language, and I don't know sign language, and neither does anybody here, but we were learning some things, whether it was proper or not. And one of my staff brought this in.
Yeah.
But now I
thank
come
them
on.
For that.
I didn't use it very often. I think maybe 3 times in the week. And it was only because nobody was around and I had to, like, sign something.
Yeah. And the rest of us learned how bad we are at reading lips.
Oh, God, yes. I just kept pointing people to go back to the control room or go to your desk.
I remember you were trying to mouth something to me several times, and I would just say, just send me an IM. I'll go back to my desk and read it.
You think it was bad for you. Imagine me. I couldn't say anything except testing 1, 2, 3 twice in 8 days. But it's getting there. So thank you, all of you, for helping me out. And a lot of people, thank you so much. We're posting on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and everything, all the anti-social media that, you know, I was in their prayers. And I very much appreciate it. I mean, you know, I've said forever, give me a broken arm or a leg and I can, God forbid, still make a living. But give me laryngitis or, in this case, 4 months' worth of a polyp and I just couldn't speak properly. And I'm in trouble. So hopefully you don't mind this week and probably most of next week me speaking like this with just the microphone turned up and then back to normal if all goes well, probably by the 3rd week. Yes. But I'm not going through puberty again as I was every time I opened my mouth. I couldn't finish a sentence.
So your quiet talking is not you auditioning to replace Delilah?
Oh, God. No.
Okay.
No. I don't know what it is. I just, sometimes I can tune her in, but most of the time I got to tune her out. You know what I'm saying? It's, I don't know. Just not my thing, I guess.
Well, probably like me being a divorcee. It's like,
Yeah. So it is Father's Day weekend.
Yes.
So make sure that you've taken care of your dad, hint, hint, that you've given him nice tech gifts, at least a nice lunch. You know, maybe breakfast in bed, but you don't live with me, so I don't expect that, and that would be weird. Like, who's waking me up this early? Who's at my door?
Send the McDelivery, McDonald's, Uber Eats. I'll send Uber Eats to your house with breakfast.
And then I'll go. Yeah. You know what was the weirdest thing, though? I had insurance company, doctor's offices, all these various people calling me. Now, I put on my voicemail on my cell phone and my business phone before I went in for the vocal cord surgery that I'm going into vocal cord surgery and will be unable to speak. So please email me. I kept getting so many messages. Oh, sorry we missed you. Please call me back at your earliest convenience. What part of I can't speak? It was frustrating as hell.
And I have to kind of share, you know, because of course you're the tech guy, and you know what I found one of the most interesting or odd or funny or we'll just say cool because you're the tech guy things.
Was it careful, you, I'll give you that again.
Using your voice to text in Microsoft Word, you had typed out several common phrases, yes. Especially for like when your security gate calls you with a visitor about, you know, just so you can have the computer kind of speak with it, what yes. you want to say.
I should have put it on this laptop so that I could share some of those with you. That's true. That was in Word text to speech.
I remembered walking into the office and you just like looking, you know, like this proud look on your face, and I hear your computer say, "Hello, security gate. Yes, you can let them in. Please remind them which turn."
Yeah, I had to be somewhat creative. And how about the notepad scratch with your finger on my smartphone thing that you helped me find? I was using that a lot. I mean, I was afraid to go to Publix or Target or something when I needed something because I can't speak, and the people are going to think, "Well, how weird is that? How rude!"
And the text-to-speech app we found on your Android tablet that then Cameron got a hold of and started making it talk about farts and poops. And
yes. Oh my God! God love him. And poor Cameron, he kept bringing his ear close to my mouth, like, "Say it again." I said, "I can't whisper." The doctor actually said whispering is worse. Now, those who know anything about that, if you've got laryngitis or something, you have to just remain quiet. That's the best way to heal. Now, if you've got a polyp, nodule thing like I did, you got to get it cut out or cut off, whatever. And it was just weird. I mean, your vocal cords aren't very big to begin with. And then to have a big old polyp on them, no wonder I couldn't speak properly for a long time. And they finally had to, because steroids weren't working and speech therapy, which I always thought was funny. What, you want me to go to speech therapy? I know how to speak. I'm a talk show host. Well, it's not for that. It's breathing and projecting. Again, I know how to do that, but whatever. Yeah. So thank you. I survived. Thanks again for all the kind words and wishes and prayers and all the good stuff. And hang in there with me as I sensuously bring you further into tomorrow. We do have some tech news.
We do. Roger Waters, founding member of Pink Floyd, slammed Mark Zuckerberg after shooting down Facebook's request to use one of Pink Floyd's most well-known songs.
Great story.
Waters was at a pro-Julian Assange event when he said he received a letter from Zuckerberg with a request to use the 1979 song Another Brick in the Wall Part 2 for an ad for Instagram. He read part of the letter, which said, "We feel that the core sentiment of this song is still so prevalent and so necessary today, which speaks to how timeless the work is," which right there, you know, Zuckerberg's trying to butter him up. And,
of course. And apparently offered him a lot of money, didn't say, but people were speculating like maybe $30 million or something.
Yeah. Waters then said, "It arrived this morning with an offer for a huge, huge amount of money." And the answer is, and I'm going to edit this for radio, "F you, no effing way." He added,
I love that he said that to Zuckerberg.
Yeah. He added, "I only mention this because this is an insidious movement of them to take over absolutely everything. I will not be a party to this BS." Again, censored for radio. He then called Mark Zuckerberg a name that I can't use on the radio and one of the most powerful idiots in the world.
True, on all aspects. That's good. So good on him.
So I guess you won't hear any Pink Floyd songs in any Facebook or Instagram ads.
Are they still around? I guess so.
Yeah.
But good for them.
They're old as dirt, but they're around.
Yeah, true. Very true. I thought that was an incredible story. And the fact that he made it so public, it was like, not a chance. Uh-huh. And then, you know, his response and so forth. He did not hold back. In fact, I heard audio of his response. Or apparently, I don't know if he posted audio on Twitter or something, or just reading his response back. But I thought it was great.
A new petition is looking to make Blue Origin founder Jeff Bezos' upcoming suborbital spaceflight a one-way trip.
Oh.
The Change.org petition, which was launched last week and has had several thousand signatures so far, is urging that the Amazon founder be denied re-entry into Earth's atmosphere following Blue Origin's first passenger flight set for July 20th. The petition's organizer wrote, quote, "Jeff Bezos is actually Lex Luthor disguised as the supposed owner of a super successful online retail store. However, he's actually an evil overlord hell-bent on global domination. We've known this for years.
Beam me into tomorrow with Dave Graveline."
And stay there.
One individual who signed the petition called Bezos a leech that is hoarding capital while billions starve and struggle. Meanwhile, others commented that Bezos should take SpaceX and Tesla CEO Elon Musk and Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg with him.
Well, he can leave Elon here.
Yeah.
He's doing some good stuff, I think, and he's a much more interesting character.
And
But Zuckerberg and Bezos, one way to space? Oh, man, I'm all for that.
I never participated in any of these, you know, online petitions, but I kind of signed this one.
No. Oh. And based on this moment, there was over 7,000. So imagine folks looking into it now. It's probably a lot more than that.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool. I love it. Steve in Kenosha, Wisconsin, listens to our free podcasts. And we love you, Steve, calling in using the free Into Tomorrow app.
I'm about to move into a new apartment, and I'm looking for the best kind of Wi-Fi router, I guess. A small apartment, about 1,000 square feet, nothing huge, but I want something that I can kind of connect. Obviously, working from home a lot and streaming, so just want your suggestions. Thanks, guys, and hopefully your surgery went well, Dave, and all is good.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate that very much. If your apartment is 1,000 square feet, just about any router will do. Now, the best thing you can do is not go for the cheapest model you can find. More expensive models will, of course, work better and need to be restarted a lot less often. Some even handle that in the background, so you never even have to do it yourself.
Unless you're a hardcore gamer, you probably don't need anything like a Netgear Nighthawk 6E, which would probably cost you about $500.
Yeah.
But you can look at something like the $100 TP-Link Archer AX50, which can handle the same speeds. You can also try a Linksys EA6350 for less than $100 or an ASUS AC2900 for under $200. Mm. And don't worry about remembering all these model numbers. As always, we'll have all of this in this week's show notes at intotomorrow.com. Just look for the show for June 18th. Hour one.
Father's Day weekend.
Yes. Now, all of those routers are gigabit routers, so streaming shouldn't be a problem as long as your internet connection is fast enough. Now, if your walls are particularly thick, you can look into mesh routers, but those will cost you more money, and you most likely won't need them to cover 1,000 square feet.
So basically, Steve, just avoid those $20 routers, and you will be happier in the long run. Meantime, again, thanks for your kind words. Let's meet at intotomorrow.com.